Hey, hey, After Buzzers and fellow Mirror Ballers. Tonight was Dancing with the Stars, Episode 7, A Night at the Movies. It was double elimination tonight. Exciting stuff. And even more exciting, we have a special guest here in studio with us. Come back. You won't want to miss this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah. Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crumb allowances. Vanessa nigga with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lips.
We're embarrassing ourselves, Tara.
We are totally embarrassing ourselves, but we are back. And you guys, look who is in studio with us. Keo Mosebi is in the house. And this is his favorite song, which I think is maybe only the second or first, actually.
Let him keep going.
We're like, just keep it up. Can you just dance the whole show? Can you just dance the whole show for us? Because you're so amazing.
But no, you even brought up the
look at we even have lights going. This is so exciting.
It's only when you
okay. No, Keo is here with us tonight, and you guys, we're going to get right down to it. Tonight, we are discussing all things on episode 7, and we're going to back it up a little bit so we can get your take on the beginning of the season. But first and foremost, I am your host, Tara Tenner. You can find me on all social media platforms at Tara Tenner. And let's let Keo just give his own little introduction.
Wow, hi, I'm Keo Mosebi from Johannesburg, South Africa. Yes, I'm 27 years old and I'm on Dancing with the Stars. This is my sixth season. I just danced with Charo, so yeah, there you have it. And I'm a prince.
Yes, actually, I should have called him Prince.
I didn't even have to ask.
We didn't even. I thought that was supposed to be. I thought you were embarrassed, but he was trying to be all humble on the show and say, "Don't call me a prince." But
I'm sitting
like
next
that.
To royalty.
We're sitting next to royalty. He's that good, and you are an amazing dancer. By the way, it's so fun
Thank
to
you.
Watch you
Thank
on
you
the
very
show.
Much.
We're
but
major fans.
Brooke,
so.
You got to introduce yourself first. In
Hi,
case
I am know. Feeling a little insignificant here because clearly you're not here for me. But if you do want to chat with me, you can find me on all social media at BrookeLaceyH.
Oh, girl.
Yes,
you're
girl.
So
yes.
funny.
But okay, for Brooke.
First, yeah, let's get into Keo because you had an exciting season.
Yes.
You're paired with Charo, who's just like a ball of octane energy at all hours of the show. But tell us what it was like to dance with her, and was she really like that all day, every day, or what was your experience like?
It was fun dancing with Charo. You know, it was, her energy was so, like, when she goes home, I still have that energy in the car. Like, I'll drive, like, oh my God, I'm like, yo, I'm driving the car. Stop. And I'll see, like, by the traffic light, coochie, coochie. And I turn around and look at someone in the side, like, driving, like, I'm like, I'm just dancing. But it was great. Like, you know, teaching Chara was, dancing, it wasn't hard. You know, she gets choreography, like, very quickly. You know, so I always make sure that when I come in rehearsals, I know what I need to do with her. Because you kind of have to have a plan with her, you know? And she does 3 miles every morning.
She runs 3 miles?
3 miles every morning.
Wow.
Before rehearsals, she comes in.
Wow.
And
she looks so amazing at, how old is she? She's like flawless Barbie, and she's way older than.
And like she'll do three miles in the morning, come to rehearsals, or do fitting and do another meeting with her people. And then she comes in the rehearsal. I'm like, how's your day? So she tells me her day. I did 3 miles. I had meetings. I had calls, interviews, Spain. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm like, okay, today is going to be a little bit, which is good. Where she is right now, she's great, you know? And then she starts dancing. And then her energy just goes, phew. I'm like, how do you do that?
Like a little energy.
Like,
you're funny.
For 5 hours. There's no taking a break with Charo.
Right.
Like, it's like that for 5 hours straight. And there's no... I mean, usually, like, you'll do, you know, the first hour, I'll do warm-up, we stretch, we talk about, like, the day or a day before.
Mm-hmm.
She tells me, like, what she went through today. I'm like, okay, cool. So I can have an idea how to deal with her. Because I need to know, like, how her day was before she came to rehearsals. Because I have a strategy. I'm like, okay, so she's not... exciting. She's not excited today. She's a bit sad.
Okay.
How can I pick it up? You know, there are no things that I can do. I can start speaking Spanish. But like...
Do you speak Spanish?
No, African Spanish.
But you do speak many languages.
In South Africa, yes.
How many?
There's 11 official languages. I hear...
Incredible.
7. And I can understand it. But some of them I can't reply back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can understand what they say, but I can't reply back.
Right.
You know, but like, I'm good with like 4 straight. I can speak.
Good for you. That's impressive.
Yeah. And you're also a prince.
Stop.
Yeah, can you explain
how you're a prince? Elaborate on this.
Let me just explain. It's not what you seen in Coming to America the movie. It's not that. It's not
sure.
I don't stay there and like she's your queen. No, you don't have that.
Oh my god.
I was about to do an audition right there. It's not that. It's just simply as I have duties, but like because I'm not the king yet, so I'm just I just hold the title.
But so when you're not living there,
yes.
How did they were they upset when you left because you're the prince?
No, my dad just literally just said, "How are you gonna dance and be royalty?" And I was like, "I'm the first one. I'll do it. Why not? Let me change the game."
And you are the first black dancer on Dancing with the Stars, which is incredible.
Very impressive.
It still baffles me that it because you came in on season
19.
And how did it go 19 seasons without, you know?
I've watched the show a couple of years and a couple of seasons, you know, mm-hmm. not from beginning and like throughout. I've watched season 1, I've watched season 6, I've watched season 10, you know, but like because I was traveling with my mm-hmm. dancing and with the show called Bend the Floor. Which most dancers actually come from that show.
Most of the dancers on Dancing with the Stars? Oh, really?
Like,
okay.
Peter did the dance. Peter Megatron. Shana did. Sasha.
Oh, no
Emma.
Way.
Autumn.
I know that.
So, you know, Max did the Broadway version of it. Karina. So many people. Mark Ballas also.
Yeah.
So many people have done the show. Like, it's not... Even they're not toured with the show, they did like a... Like, Max and Karina did mm-hmm. the Broadway version when they came here. Like, for,
okay.
I think 6 weeks or something in Broadway. But yeah... You know, I've seen the show, and because I was traveling and enjoying my dancing career, just like with the passion that I have with dancing and just working, I never seen that. And for me, it's always not been about, you know, black or white or Asian or this. It's always about just having freedom to dancing.
Right.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
You know, if you get the opportunity to do it, go in with the passion and go for it and just dance. Just enjoy yourself. That's it.
Right.
Work very hard. You know, so for me, I'm always grateful for everything, and I'm very humble.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know where I come from, you know, and I know my parents, and I know my family, what we stand for, you know, humble
right.
and be grateful and be positive. I know there's days when it's hard, but always be positive because, listen, God is watching. God is watching you and saying, yes.
Amen.
You
know?
True. Amen, indeed.
That was intense.
That was intense.
Beautiful
advice.
It really shows through in your dancing. And,
yes.
And even... You know, even in the when you're dancing, like you danced tonight, you came straight from the studio.
The show. Yes, I did.
Which is incredible. And so
I
for
did.
You to be here with all this energy and just with a smile on your face and just going, going, we're just so happy to have you and
thank
thankful.
You.
And
so happy
clearly,
you.
You've got the work ethic and the attitude to match the talent.
Yes.
So,
thank
you
very
much.
Let's get into the show tonight because we have our expert here who had the behind the scenes just vantage point for the whole show tonight. Because you were, even though you and Charo have been, you know, eliminated now for a couple episodes, you still are a troupe dancer.
Mm-hmm.
So you're very much involved in every element of the show and the performance. So I think before we dive into it, I just have to ask this. So who is your favorite? On the show.
Who's my favorite on the show?
Yeah. Like, who's your favorite, like, celeb and pro partner? Other than you guys?
I mean, in terms of... You need to be specific. You
okay,
can be a favorite pro in terms of, like, friendship and hanging out with the person or just chilling with the person,
like,
talking
who,
to them.
Who would you want to see win? Like, who would you, like, just feel so good about taking the Mirror Ball trophy?
Me feel good about it? You know, at least in myself, but okay, I'm not there.
yes, other than yourself. That's what I mean.
Well, it's hard.
Yeah, so, I know I'm putting you on the spot.
No, you know, putting me on the spot. I'm just being real and I'm just being honest. It's just hard because I think everyone who's left right now has the possibility to be the winner of the show. You know what I mean? And you never know what America's thinking, who they're going to vote for. You know what I mean? But everyone has their own... everything that they offer is different. You know, no money. It's just, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's what you get. That's it.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
She's amazing.
You know? And Rashad from week one, he's improving. Like, and like, amazing. It's not like, okay, he can, you know, it's like, oh my God. Like, in your face. It's like, I've got this. I'm going to the finale. Let's go. You know? And again, he's humble. Good energy. I train with him. I do some training.
Like, yeah, it sounds like you guys are friends outside of the show, right?
Yeah, we hang out, and he's
and you're awesome. Maybe gonna transition to a football career because you're training.
Why are you putting him on the spot? Like, it's like
I'm just kidding. No, you're saying off camera.
Kiyomutsepe, stop dancing.
You have the build to play football. You're a tall, you know, buff guy. Not everybody on the show is tall. You definitely have more of that athletic build, like Rashad. And so Keo was saying before we got on camera that he was training with Rashad, doing some of his football drills. So we're like, oh, is there something you want to tell us? Are we going to switch gears?
Keo, stop dancing when dancing and stuff.
I know, I'm going to get myself in trouble. Yeah. But okay, but I wanted to sort of give a little like back story to like how tonight's show worked, because the way that like the elimination happened tonight is different than it has thus far on Dancing with the Stars. And I think because you know, Heather and Max's elimination was so shocking and people were sort of wondering like where that came from, I wanted to just like clarify the way it works. So tonight was obviously a night at the movies, and there were seven
couples
left, and they were all assigned to a specific movie genre. And they got scored for that, and then whoever got the highest score got immunity, and they didn't have to dance in the dance off in the second round of competition.
Yes, but they still trained.
But it was like that was kind of up in the air.
Yep.
And then they did a dance off paired between another couple, and whoever won that dance-off got an additional 2 points added to their score. And so how the elimination tonight worked was it was a combination from their scores from last Monday night and their totals from tonight.
Yeah.
So, which is interesting because in past episodes, it's just been like a carryover from the previous episode, which I think made people mad that she got eliminated after getting a perfect score, right?
Yeah, but that, you know, same thing happened with me and Jody. We got a perfect score, 40, and then we left.
Yeah.
You know, and it's that's why on the show, it's, you never know who's going to go home.
Right.
Like, literally, you never know.
Yeah, well, and you know what? It's funny that you say that happened to you as well, because I was reading this article or this interview on People.com. Julianne Hough was saying that this is like a common thing now on Dancing with the Stars. Like, people get eliminated after getting perfect scores because I think she was saying that America sort of assumes that certain dancers that are like, you know, in like another category that are like that much better don't need the votes.
Yeah.
But you do, and like the votes really matter.
You do. But you know, I think people who watches the show and people who vote, they watch the dance, and some of them, they're like, oh my God, they got perfect scores. So at home, you look at the show and you go, oh my God, perfect scores. Okay, they don't need my votes. Let me vote for Rashad. Maybe he got a 6. Let me vote for him so he can go up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
right.
it's always different. But like, honestly, this couple of seasons past, like literally, like someone goes home, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What? I saw you in the final.
I know.
You know what I mean?
So, well, and she was sort of a lot of people. Heather was, you know, picked to be a front runner sort of the whole way through. So I think that's why people were so shocked. But okay, let's talk about the guest judge tonight. So Mandy Moore.
Yes, Mandy Moore.
So you obviously love her. She's just an acclaimed choreographer. She's, you know, did so much of the choreography for La La Land, which everybody is obsessed with that movie.
The whole dancing.
Yeah. So good. But you can tell that she just has, like, such a positive rapport with all of the professionals on the show, you included. So talk about what she's like as a choreographer.
Wow, this is my... I've been working with Mandy now for three seasons now.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, I work with her on the show, and she also choreographs for the tour.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You know what I mean? So it's been great. She has this positive energy about her. You know, she knows that she works with different energies. It's different. When you work with one person, you always, your energy will still be straight there. When you're working with so many people on the show, because she works with celebrities and pros on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Different energies. You know? Different energies. And she has to balance that every day. Like, literally, we come into rehearsals and I look at her, I'm like, you good? She's like, yeah, it's a stressful number, but it's going to be great at the end.
Yeah.
Like, man, just tell us what to do. We've got you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we always help her with our celebrity partners. You know, she'll be like, she can be talking to celebrities and pros. At, like, you know, she'll tell us what she needs to be done. Take my partner. I teach her what Mandy said. You have an 8 of a con. Great. Okay, cool. Ba, ba, ba. I think this is awesome. This is awesome. Boom. Turn. Camera. Perfect.
Yeah. We do like that little, like, sneak dance.
So all the pros.
Ba, ba, ba. Boom, bum, 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 bum.
Totally know what you mean. Totally.
Done. You know, so all the pros, we do that. For her, it makes it easy because she tells her what to do, how the number. So she explains first the number. Like, okay, it's movie night. We start this, and the girls appear, and then David and Rochelle comes, or, you know, and it's always fun with Mandy, you know?
Yeah.
And this week, I got to actually to work with Paul, this guy called Paul.
Mm-hmm.
He did the Descendants 2 on the show.
Okay.
So I was part of the number. I was in the dancing and was doing hip-hop. And it's so interesting working with different choreographers. It's like, Mandy Moore, okay, Paul... Wow, okay.
Do you have a preference? Like, do you like certain choreographers better? Or?
No, I literally like... Because they all have different styles, different looks on choreography, right?
Mm-hmm.
But because I'm a ballroom dancer and I'm on Dancing with the Stars, you know, I'm always going to prefer Mandy Moore, you know, because I work with her and she's on the show. So I know what she wants, what she likes, and she knows how to say it to us quickly, and then we'll get it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So adjusting and having so much rehearsals on the show.
Yes.
And then again, going to different rehearsals with different choreographers. I'm like, oh, okay, they told me samba right there, but you got us, and you're telling me to punch. I'm like, okay. You know, it's so different, but it was very interesting for me.
Hmm.
So, keeps you on your toes.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Okay, let's dive in. We could talk to you all day,
I know,
every
right?
day.
I talk too much.
No,
I'm so
sorry. We love this. This is amazing. But we want to talk about first performance of the night.
Sure.
Bonner Bolton and Sharna Burgess. Yes. They were assigned to Western, and they did a Paso Doble to the song Rodeo for Dance Episodes by Aaron Coplin, and that was an elaborate scene that they portrayed.
One thing I'll say about Sharna, she always liked to tell stories, and with that, with the number today, for sure, she killed it.
Yes.
You know, and I think Bon is improving. Actually, I thought he was just gonna be all the time, but like now he's like jumping on the table and so quick and like landing and like boom going.
Yeah.
But my opinion is I think they took too long to start the dancing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, the part. So they took. I feel like they took long, and it was for me. Literally, I looked at the beginning. And I was like, okay, I get the first 10 seconds. I'm like, I get it. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Let's go. Just dance now, you know what I mean? So I think it took long to start, like probably 30 seconds, and I was like, okay. And I spoke to the lab, and I was like, okay, great. And then started dancing, you know what I mean? So, and that's my opinion. And I think if he could have started earlier, you know, then it was going to give him room for more content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the number.
Yeah, I did agree when Carrie Ann said that she just thought it needed more dancing. So
yes.
Like you're saying, if you'd cut the beginning, would have given you some more time.
It was a lot. It was a lot of like storytelling, which it took away from the dancing.
Yeah.
You know, because it was so in and out. you know, so you missed the dance. I was like, okay, he's quick, and now he's, you know, he's coming, he's coming now, which is great. But I think there was not enough content, and I thought if he had enough and more frames, because he's so like so up, he'll look great. You know what I mean?
Right. So. Yeah. Well, and wasn't that was sort of a comment, and I don't know if it was in the package or one of the judges said that the concern was potentially him getting lost in sort of the showmanship of the dance, and like it was you know, I mean, but it's also tricky because tonight was a night at the movies and they were supposed to really tell a story and create like this you know, scene, and obviously there's so many talented producers and set designers on the show, it's sort of like their time to shine, so you don't want to shy away from the challenge to do that. So it's like a little tricky. So do you think that Sharna maybe should have done something a little, like if you were in that mode, would you have choreographed it a little differently?
The thing that you, when you get a song and you get an idea, you always want to, especially with dancing, you know, and with dancing and also on the show, you want to, you want people at home to look at something and go, okay, I get it, you know?
Okay,
So to jump into this, but I take Nomani and Val at the beginning. Already by just them taking glasses and just going with this, okay, he wants her, and then she's like, oh, I don't know, we'll see, I want to marry you. Immediately, literally just 2 seconds, came down, started dancing. Already by the dancing, you're retaining the story, because it's like, I want you, I want to marry you, but no, I don't know, you know. So it's like, I'm here, she turns around like, I don't know, let me think about it. It's like, woman, please come here, I want to dance with you. Sorry.
I was like, I'm going into this is amazing. So I'm like watching the show again. I'm
you know, so you look at that, and then, you know, with Shana and Bona's story, I think they took too long to start. Because I, from the first goal, the boys walking in, I was like, okay, I get it. Okay.
Yeah, we get that it's a Western. Yes. Yeah. But I agree with you, though, that he is definitely improving.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
You know, I don't know. I feel like he kind of plateaued a little bit, maybe around, like, episode 4 or 5. And I was like, oh, I don't know how I feel about him. But he could, like, last week, he was so much better.
He's an underdog.
Yeah. And then this week, it's like, he was, I thought, even better. And then even in the dance-off, he really sort of rose to the occasion and, okay, on to the next performer.
Yes.
So Nancy Kerrigan and Artem, they did Romance, my favorite movie genre. And Pretty Woman is definitely one of my favorite movies. So I was like just ooing and aahing that entire performance. I love that song, Oh Pretty Woman by Roy Orbison. Amazing, such a classic. And I just thought that she came out, she seemed so much more relaxed.
Yes.
Like in the last... You know, I know that they kind of have to edit the packages so that there's some sort of, I don't know, like alarming element or something for people to kind of like grab their attention and tune in. So you don't know how much of her anxiety is like hyped up in the editing.
Yeah.
But you could tell even in her package that she was, I don't know, just like had this newfound confidence. And
I'm just putting on my shoes.
Yeah, I'm just like putting on my shoes. I know, I was like, wow.
I don't know, I was like, okay.
I know, I was like, all right, where are we gonna go with this? But yeah, I agree. But it was exciting. It was fun to see. Because like, sometimes when you watch her, I just like feel for her. I'm just like, gosh, I just wish you would just like take it down a notch and like be nice to yourself, because you're an amazing dancer. So it was fun to just see her settle into like her performance ability and just own the floor. And I really enjoyed that performance.
Yeah, I think she definitely did. I thought that this was the most comfortable she's been. I'm not a professional, but I thought she had nice lines.
Yes, she did.
Didn't they kind of say that her shoulders were?
Yeah, it was when she climbed on the roller thing.
Oh.
She's moving. When she did that, I saw that, but it's...
But it was kind of like a flirtatious
And she was smiling about it, but like, you know, it's a live show, you know?
I know.
And you have props, you have things moving on a live show, it's not pre-tape. Obviously, if it was pre-tape, it would be totally something different, because it would be like, cut,
let's
do it again, you know what I mean? So it's a live show, and live shows, some people, you see them in dress runs, they kill it. Live show, they get nervous, you're like... No, but you killed it in dress. You know what I mean? But you,
but it's
you
like
forget,
that doesn't matter.
Yeah, you forget in dress, there's no one in the audience. It's just us, you know, people that you see every day. when there's a live show, the hype, the guy who hypes the audience is there, the judges are there, the producers walk out, good luck guys, everyone, the band is there, the audience is there, you're like,
it has to be intimidating.
It is my first season. I was, yo,
were you,
oh my god, I was like, I know I'm a dancer, but wow, this is in the rehearsals and the, you know, the camera blockings, and that was cool. That was, I was like, that is right. Awesome. When the audience came, oh my god, I was like,
wait, you still get nervous?
No.
So what was your, like, how did you get over that, just doing it?
I think my passion took over.
Okay.
The passion that I have for dancing and the passion that I have for everything that I do, it just kind of took over. And also dancing besides the family, you know, we ride there for each other, you know. And I had, you know, when I came here, I met Val, I met Max, I met, you know, Peter, Derek, and Mark, you know, and Emma, they already made me feel at home my first season, you know, so they kind of told me, like, don't do that. Do this. This will work. This is great. This is good. You know, do, you know, obviously, but like, just kind of tips of like, you're in Los Angeles, just be careful, you know, you never, just enjoy yourself. Just,
that's,
you know,
awesome.
So cause they kind of just kind of, because if you look at the show, all of us are not from here. Not all, but like majority.
Yeah.
You're all over the world. And I've competed with, against Val, competition days. You know?
Okay.
So I've seen him before, but not introduced myself, but I've seen him before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's very interesting. You come and you talk the same language. You're like, oh my god, you were there? Oh yeah, in Germany, yes. It's like
you were so in the zone in competition mode, you didn't even notice.
Yeah.
So. That's awesome. Okay, the third performance of the night was Simone Biles and Sasha Barber. They had the toughest assignment. Their genre was silent films, and they did the Charleston to the Charleston by Bob Wilson and his Varsity Rhythm Boys. And I thought that was the perfect
dance for her.
Dance Absolutely. For her.
For sure. And I think it suited both of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that's who Simone is.
Yeah.
Like that
fun
and, you know, like flips around, so many flips, different flips in different ways.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, wait, hold on. And it's so funny today. I was like, if I had to do that, I would be in the parking lot. Because I'm so tall, I just roll on the floor, my legs would be in the parking lot immediately.
I know.
So it was I think it was fun, and I think they definitely deserved those
scores.
And I, you know, again, Len is a OG, man. Like, Len is like a ballroom and Latin dance teacher and judge
guru.
Like,
yeah,
everyone know who Len Goodman is in the dancing world,
really,
like in the ballroom and Latin world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he judged me so many times in Blackpool in London.
Mm-hmm.
So if he doesn't give you a 10 in the Charleston number, that means it's not his favorite. Give him a good cha-cha-cha, a good samba, a good rumba with legs and strong, and that, he'll pull up a 10.
Oh, really?
So you know, his...
Literally, yeah. I get the vibes of the judges.
Mm-hmm.
I only tell my partners, you give Carrie Ann emotion and you feel every movement and there's chemistry between us, you win Carrie Ann. You give Len his legs, his footwork, his content of the dance, if it's a ballroom and Latin dance, you give him a good cha-cha-cha, you make sure that you hit the marks, the arms, straight legs, everything, you're good with Len. Julian is, you give her a good performance from beginning till end, because Julian also has been in our shoes, so she knows what goes through in our heads, in our rehearsals, everything.
The process.
You know, so she looks for beginning, how you tell your story, the dancing till the end.
Yeah,
she judges you very differently. And Bruno, drama.
I know, he is my favorite judge. I love him. He's like, I just like, I'm so excited to hear what's going to come out of his mouth.
Just rip your shirt off.
The plunging bee.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I love it. Okay, and then the fourth performance of the night was Nick Viall and PETA, and they had Action, which is was exciting. I thought they did an Argentine tango to Dangerous by David Guetta. And
I love that song, by the way.
I love that song.
Are you surprised that they came as far as they did?
Good question.
Yeah, good question.
And that's a tough one. No hard feelings.
Yeah, I am actually, because I thought he was gonna go before like Pete, like Max and Heather.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, like I thought he was gonna go like week four.
Right.
Right there. You know what I mean?
Because do you have like when the season starts, do you have these predictions in your head? Like.
Oh yeah, you do. And then you see people like dress raw and camera block you on Sundays, and you see them rehearse, and because some of us we also in other people's numbers, you know, it needs to, you know, okay.
I can't hear you, buddy. Sorry.
So
it's all good.
So you see how people progress in their dress run, in their camera blocking, and then come showtime, and you're like, no, but you killed it the past 2 days. But like, what happened? You know what I mean? But like, I think he. I think the Argentinian tango and the rumba that they did before,
mm-hmm.
it kind of felt the same.
Okay.
The rumba she finished with Vanessa.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the one today, I mm-hmm. felt like it kind of had the same intention.
Oh, so it's just a little repetitive.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. it's
wasn't
so,
enough.
Mm. You know what I mean?
So, did you think that? Are you saying that you thought that he performed better?
Yes.
Sunday. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. So what do you think went wrong in the live show tonight?
I think the nerves, you know?
Really?
I could say that. I could say the nerves because, like, during dress and during, like, on Sunday when I saw his camera blocking, he was so, like, in the thing, and like, in Peter, and I was like, wow, okay, Nick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know?
He's channeling that.
I was like, oh,
and
my
it's
God.
Better the same way because I know sometimes we've expressed in the past, like,
In the package,
you seem so into it, so comfortable. Yeah. And then as soon as the lights come on, and I don't know if it's in that moment, the nerves just get to him, and he kind of goes in his little shell.
Like, again, you have people at the show. You know, you have uh-huh. at least, like, 800 people watching live. And there's judges. There's people who are, like, looking at you with pen and papers, like, legs straight, posture. Yeah. You get intimidated by that. You know what I mean? So, the pros for us is like home.
It's you're used to that.
You know, it's home for us, and mm-hmm. I think again, the passion takes over.
Yeah,
you know, so those are you feel comfortable, but you still work hard.
So, are you just trying to basically distract your celebrity sort of the whole time?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It depends. It depends who your celebrity is. You know, uh-huh. for example, like I look at Normani, for example, right with Va. You know, Normani, that's what she does. She's a performer. Mm-hmm. You know, she sings. She performs everywhere, like next to 5,000 people or 50,000 people, wherever she is, wherever. You know, she knows when she gets that attention. It probably works
the opposite for her, maybe.
Yes, you know, it gives her the oomph. Mm-hmm. Because I saw the dress run this afternoon. I was sitting with Gleb. Gleb looked at me. I was like.
For Normani, you mean?
Yeah, because I was like, after hearing about her bag, and I was like, I don't know if she's gonna pull it tonight, man. I don't know. We'll see. Just show comes. Like literally, I saw like they did like a small bumper before their package,
right?
And then she was just kind of like giving Va like this energy, and I was like, she's already in the zone before she even starts dancing. You know what I mean? So already for that, I was like, I can tell the story. She's like giving him like an attitude. I was like, okay, I want to see where this story goes to. So she's already telling you like, I'm about to give you a dance that it's like a yes or no. Hey, I'm gonna give him like just a playtime with him a little bit. You know what I mean? So when you saw them sit down, have a drink, you're like, okay. Makes sense why she did that.
Okay. Yeah, you're like, there's a little teaser even for you. Okay. Okay, and let's talk about your buddy, Rashad Jennings.
I was like, buddy, my buddy. Like, what?
Your buddy, the one that you play football with when you're not dancing.
We're running. We're not playing football.
Oh, sorry. You're not running. We're running drills.
Okay, that's true.
There's some football. Okay, whatever. So, Rashad Jennings and Emma Slater, they were assigned to Horror. I was scared. The whole time I was scared.
And he said he wrote the storyline?
Yeah.
Is that true?
He wrote the storyline?
I think so. He did.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not in the rehearsals. What you see the
part? Don't you know
that's
everything?
Some, like, dramatic.
No,
that's
no
some deep.
I don't.
No, I know that. I'm just kidding.
I don't.
No, but that was. But he said in his package
yeah,
that
he said yeah.
He had like a notebook of movie ideas. So it's like, I don't know.
There
maybe
we go.
If the entrance doesn't work out, it's like, whatever.
There, you
have a whole book of, yeah. So they did a Paso Doble to El Fortuna. Is that who said
it?
And that was just, yeah, that was a riveting performance. Like, very, I'm not a horror movie buff, so, like, scary stuff is like, ah! But,
you're like, ah!
But I'm like, ah! No, but they were, he's so fun to watch. And
are you feeling the girl power?
Yeah, are you loving this, yeah, girliness? You're like, get me Rashad.
My brother, I miss you.
He's needing some bro time after hanging with us. No, anyway. But so, talk about his transformation on the show.
Wow. I get to... here's the thing. I think I have a different opinions on all the celebrities on the show. You know? And with
a different opinion than the audience or just personally?
Personally.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. But I think I... Because I spend time with Rashad of the show, I get to see how he's progressing. You know, he's still training, you know, and
yeah,
you can see how the training of like football, how it transformed with this, like the speed that he has on his feet, on his arms. You can see that like during rehearsals or during like dress, you're like, wow, like he just did that step like during like at football, and you're like, okay, you know. And sometimes like Emma, like at CBS, she'll be like, Kia, please come here, come show him something, like, you know. I'll be like, okay, cool, this is how you do it, and I explain. But because I train with him now, like while he's here, I get to explain it in a football way or in the fitness
which
way,
which probably makes more sense to him.
I'm not
kidding, okay, because at the beginning I was just like kind of like, or like I'll watch the camera blocking and I'll be like, yo bro, like, you know, your frame, that's how you do your frame, so he can see like a dancer doing it, you know.
Yes.
So like he'll see that, and then from there I'll explain. But like I look at him like, I don't think he understands me. Is it my accent maybe? Okay. You know. And then from there I started training with him, like being with him in the and like him explaining to me what to do. And like he's like, do this. And he was like, bro, you know when you dance and you feel like you like push and pull with like M or someone? I'm like, okay. And he's like, this that with when
I
we run
it
like this, this think of that, like pull and push. I'm like, okay. You know,
yeah.
So now I explain things in that way. I'm like, dude, you know how you take off? This is how you take off this for this one, but with your heel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he gets it and he's like, oh, I get you. And he like literally just like this.
So do you do the same thing for David Ross, since he's also an athlete?
But
on the show?
David is he's traveling.
Oh.
You know, he's traveling. He's always at home, and you know, Lindsay's been traveling this season. You know, but like.
And that makes it harder, probably.
It does.
Yeah.
It does, because you don't have a guy who kind of like at the show, like we family. You know, sometimes when I dance with Jody, for example, like with Charo, I'll take Peter. I'm like, yo, Peter, babe, look. This is how you do it, okay? Look, this way, she turns around, I spin her holder. You see how she goes by herself and I hold? Oh! It's so interesting, because when you see our partners look at, like, the professional dancer doing it,
the light
bulb just goes, wing. They're like, it should look like that. Okay, I get you.
Well, I feel like otherwise it would be so hard to explain. Dan, like, I'm such a visual learner anyway, so I would absolutely have to see anything before trying to attempt it. But I just think dance is so, I mean, you could interpret it so many different ways. So if you were to try to, like, explain to somebody what it should look like, it wouldn't be as effective as seeing it in person.
Yeah.
So that's good insight. So you're saying, Rashad is living in L.A.
Yeah.
The entire city. Okay. Well, that's good. That's smart. And so the next performance was David Ross and Lindsay Arnold. Yes, you did. It was awesome.
Great.
Good job for answering all of our questions. He's killing it, this guy. We want him back.
I feel like I'm talking too much.
No. Are you kidding? We're loving it.
We're putting
they're
on the spot.
Yeah. They did a sci-fi salsa to Universal Mind Control by Common. That was such a cool performance. And I love watching David. I mean,
he's just awesome, to me he seems like a big teddy bear that
He walks in, he greets everyone. Seriously. But like when David did Magic Mike and he did this,
no,
I will treasure that forever. That David, my brother, if you're watching this, I am that is like the moment of this season for me. You get this.
Because you just like weren't expecting it.
I didn't expect that, and it was such a fun number. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Again, I was in this number with them.
Yeah.
And we went to rehearsals, and you know, Lindsay explained the whole number, and we were talking, we were laughing, and you know, because she got in, and we were like, okay, cool, teach us the steps. We looked at her doing it, we're like, okay, 1, 2, 3, great, okay, let's do it. And we started dancing, and she told her what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it was going to be fun, because with the song, it's so upbeat.
Yeah.
And like the way he just kind of like, yeah, let's do it. It was a great number.
Yeah.
You know, and again, like, when he gets eliminated, or like when after the season, people will remember him because his numbers are so rememberable.
Totally, you know, I agree with you.
It's like someone like Chara, for example, you'll remember her on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Because how she just got scores and she just took over, which I didn't know is that's gonna come. Literally, I just go. I'm like, don't go. Yeah,
that's
so
amazing.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yes, so you were in this performance.
Yeah, I was.
So you saw like the whole evolution of it coming
mm-hmm,
together.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the difference between his dress rehearsal and tonight's live performance? Was it consistent?
Up.
Oh, it was better.
Yeah, so dress, I get, like I say, you know, dress run, there's no one in the audience.
Yeah,
and as dancers, we dance, but we still feed from the audience.
Oh, absolutely!
You know what I mean? So
yes,
sometimes the audience can intimidate you, and like you'll feel like, oh my god, you know, like get nervous, or they'll pump you up, and your dance will just go nuts.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and maybe that's kind of what David's used to with, you know, being in arenas mm-hmm. and you know.
I agree. I think it like their background really determines whether or not I think you're either like A or B. You're either like the type of person that really like thrives from mm-hmm. an audience mm-hmm. or it like scares the hell out of you. Yeah. So like
and it obviously scares you.
It obviously scares you. You're a little shy. Can you come out of your bubble a little? I'm just kidding. No, but I don't know. I think that David keeps getting gypped a little bit with scores. I feel like
David has
than an 8. Like he
I think he's awesome. I mean, again, like, you know,
awesome.
Like, he gets those scores, and then the people at home are like, no, I don't agree with that. I'm going to vote. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, he has a huge fan following.
Obviously
for
not the most technical, and obviously when, you know, mm-hmm. Normani follows, then that's got to be a little intimidating. But I just love his spirit and his energy.
Yes. Okay, and yes, we are, like, we could talk to you all night long. We're kind of running behind
here.
No,
we'll talk after this.
But, yeah, we'll talk more. But so the 7th performance of the night, last but not least, was Normani and Val, and they did a foreign film homage. They did an Argentine tango to Quizzes. Is that how you say it? Quizzes?
Perhaps.
Was the song?
Perhaps.
I think. Okay, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Was that what? Oh, I
am. Yeah, it's in Spanish.
Oh, yes. But that's how you say it in Spanish.
Quizzes.
Okay, I'll just pretend that I know Spanish.
A duet by Brooke and Keo. I just did a duet.
That was amazing. Okay, but so this is the performance of the night. I think everyone sort of agreed with that. It was so amazing and mind-blowing. But also, you have some amazing insight that you were sort of sharing with us.
Yeah.
Like, you were a little nervous watching
I saw, because I didn't see the camera blocking on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw the dress run this morning. And, and I was like, okay.
Because her is back okay? was getting
like,
to her
like,
and dressed
yeah,
herself.
I didn't know. Yeah. I was like, is she okay? And mm-hmm. then they showed kind of like a little bit of a clip during dress. And I was like, Mom, is she okay? What happened? And then she told me. And I was like, oh my God, okay. Then I was like, oh my God. I'm like, I hope she's okay. And I was like, go see the physio. Like, go get treatment and, you know, take painkillers if you need some. Then Showtime comes. And then she did that in the little bumper that they did before.
Yeah.
And she was like giving the attitude. I was like,
something's
wrong. I was like, where did this come from now? And then from there she started dancing and I was like,
yeah.
Literally I was like this.
Took your breath.
Because when we watched it, we looked at each other and we were like,
what back?
Yeah, I was like,
she's not in pain.
She's
either a really good actress or she's just
a good performer.
She's a good performer.
And one thing I'll say about Nomani is, you know, it's like Rashad. When they dance, they leave their hearts on the floor.
That's awesome.
Like they do.
It's a gift.
Like, literally.
Truly.
And I'm like, okay.
Yes. And so they got a perfect score, 40 out of 40, and that gave them an additional 3 points, which gave them immunity from elimination. Not that we were worried, but they didn't have to participate in the dance off. So we'll just go through the dance off super quick because I know we're running a little out of time. But the first pairing was Simone and Sasha. No, you're good. And Nancy and Artem, and they did a cha cha. Would you have picked Simone to win? What did you think?
That?
Were you watching the dance off?
Yeah. Nancy and Artem.
Ah. You would have picked Nancy and Artem? Mm-hmm. Why?
Because it was a cha-cha.
And they did it more traditional?
They did it more traditional.
Yeah. The judges kind of said that. So why do you think the judges picked Simone then?
I don't know. Huh? They have their own opinions. That's I'm giving you my opinion on what I think. And I think Artem, if they say cha-cha-cha, I want to see cha-cha.
Got it.
You know what I mean? So in cha-cha, you don't go on the floor with your knees and you don't do that. You don't do that. You always...
Yeah, she did do a little...
You know, yeah,
she did
it was that. A little was progressive for like, cha-cha, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I don't think Lenny's going to like that. You know what I mean? And he said, he's like, one was cha-cha and then, you know, but again, it's the judges, that's how they feel.
But I was wondering though, you know, obviously Nancy and Artem ended up getting eliminated, but if they would have won the dance-off, maybe that would have been enough to save them. I don't know. Do you think?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. Good. Interesting question. Okay, so the second dance off.
I think she liked that.
No, I agree with you. I was trying not to like give myself props for the question. It was such a good question. I asked it. Yeah. No, Rashad and Emma did a jive versus David and Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
they both killed it, and it was fun to watch.
It was so fun to watch. Yeah,
it was so fun.
Even though David did, like, stumble a little bit. But he, like, recovered.
You still just can't help but want to watch him and smile, you know?
Yeah.
I know. Okay, and then the last dance-off was between Bonner and Sharna, and Nick and Peeta. They did a rumba, which everyone sort of agreed was, like, the hardest
dance. The song was hard.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I was, like, listening to the song and I was just dancing to timing. I was like, spin up a little bit.
I also felt like that song, that's in Bonner's element. Like, I know he does better with
slower,
sexier, romantic things. And
that was
so
sexy, yeah. Bonner's element, that was
hard. But I don't know. That was the one where I didn't agree with, like, I don't know. I thought that Nick, I would have picked Nick and Peeta.
What?
I saw Bonner stumble a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. And
which
I just
TV did you watch?
Did you?
I did.
Really?
No, I did.
Yeah,
I know.
Melissa's
sorry.
Like, which TV did you watch?
Know,
I have to decide when I'm sitting next to him.
Yes, it did. No, but I thought that, I don't know, I just thought that Nick and Peeta just, they seemed more connected. I mean, I don't know. I thought Sharna really carried the performance for them, but it was a close. They both did good. It was a hard assignment. But, okay, let's get to the results. So, were you guys surprised, though, that Bonner and Sharna were still in it? Like, we were kind of worried that they were
going to this sounds bad, but I was excited that Bonner stayed over Nick. Not because of reasons you're going to think that I'm thinking. No, because I just think that I feel like Nick should have been eliminated before Heather, before like weeks back. I think he's made great progress, but at this stage in the competition, I feel like I'm still very surprised that he has made it this far.
Yeah, I agree.
Totally agree.
But I was surprised, though, that Nancy was eliminated over Bonner.
That I thought for sure. I even said to you when they did their duet, I was like, well, I won't be surprised if they are the two that go.
Right.
But again, again, it goes again to what Tom says every evening. Vote.
Yeah.
Put in your vote. If you don't want to see the couple that you want them to win or to go further, he says vote. You know, but because so anyone can go home any week.
Right. Anyone so is that home. What you think probably happened to Nancy? Is people just assume since she's an Olympian.
She's great.
And she's so incredible. Good that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's
anyone can go home. And literally anyone.
I know. And I was sad to see her go, especially because it seemed like it all finally clicked for her. And she wasn't being as hard on herself. And she was. You could just see that she was having so much fun tonight.
Yeah.
So that was.
But it's a great top five, I think, that we have moving forward.
We have Nomani. We have Simone. We have Rashad. We have David.
And Bonner.
Yes. Wow. Three guys and two girls.
I know. It's, yeah.
So, amazing. Closing, do you have a prediction for the top, should we say two?
Top two?
Yeah.
Rashad and Nomani.
Okay. That's a good prediction. Yep. I know, I can't believe there's only 4 more weeks left of the show. This season's gone by super quick.
So quick.
So quick. And, everyone's so good.
I don't even know which date is.
Well, it's May 1st.
I do season tour. I'm like, yo, which year is this? 2016?
And you're counting down because you're going home to South Africa over the summer.
Yes.
Yeah. So the quicker the season's over, that means you get to go home, right?
But you're also on the live tour.
Yes, I'm doing
that. And have you? I know somebody in the live chat before my laptop died asked if if you started rehearsing for that yet.
No, we start actually 2 days after the finale of the show.
So you don't get a break.
The break is just it's sleeping.
And yeah, I was going to ask you, what do you do on your manager, day off?
Yeah. My day off?
Do you have a day off?
Do you ever have a day off? Not really. Uh-oh.
But it's my day off is me just cleaning my room and fixing stuff in the apartment and going to meetings and stuff.
Yeah, so I'm a handyman too.
Very handy.
Wow. Learning something new every day.
He's single very handy. Also an amazing dancer.
I'll be screening all the applications.
He's a handyman. He's humble. Why are you single?
And on that note,
so cute, and we are so excited that you came and chatted with us. Will
you
come back?
Much.
We're gonna put you on the spot.
Yeah.
It's us. Will you come back on our show?
Yeah.
Maybe. He's like, I don't know. I think we put you on the spot a little much. Just kidding. No, we had so much fun with you.
Thank you. Thanks for talking to us.
And don't forget to tune in every week, you guys. We are going to be breaking down the last 4 episodes of this season, season 24 of Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
And we are going to wrap it up tonight. Thank you, Keo, so much for joining
us. Thank you very much.
And where can we find you on social media?
Wow. Facebook and Twitter is Keo Dancer. And then Instagram is Keo_Motsepe. I have a picture of my body, so if you just...
I'm just kidding. You better
some motivation.
Get over there, quick.
Some man crush Monday.
Okay, so Brooke, you want to sign off?
Absolutely. You can find me on all social media at BrookeLaceyH.
And I'm Tara Tenur. You can find me at all social media platforms at Tara Tenur. See you next Monday.
Bye, guys.
Ciao.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.